in context. They have to make big strategic decisions. They are forced to work in committees. They have their business interests compromised by conflicts of interest, which I'll come back to. They become one of the biggest cogs in the NHS bureaucracy. And they are subject to unprecedented control by the Department of Health, or an offshoot of the Department of Health. Now, from a journalist's point of view, the extraordinary power of the government in investing in GPs, the most argumentative, the most opinionated, and most important of all, perhaps, the most trusted part of the public sector, really opens up health reporting as never before. You add that together with the democratic oversight that's now going to be much strengthened through the health and wellbeing boards of the local authority, and you see that in reporting health, particularly at the local level, we're actually entering an era of real openness and debate. So I'm going to very briefly outline what the job of a commissioner is. Just talk through what I think the big issues are for commissioning over particularly the first year or so, and then just give a few brief closing thoughts as to where I think CCGs could succeed. So the responsibilities of primary care trusts have been split three ways. Specialist commissioning, so cancer, rare diseases and so forth, is going off to the NHS Commissioning Board, the new mega quango, as it's been called, the offshoot of the Department of Health, which is overseeing all this process. Public health is, of course, going to local government. And your local commissioners, GP commissioners, are being left with general acute care, which is about £60 billion of approximately £100 billion of pound spending. The job essentially consists of assessing local health needs, buying services to meet those needs, and raising standards of quality and safety, and reducing health inequalities. Now, lest you be in any doubt about this, commissioning is really, really hard. There was an authoritative study by a guy called Chris Ham from the King's Fund in 2008, for example. He looked across New Zealand, the States, the whole of Europe. Nobody has got this right yet. It is very, very difficult to do. And it's very difficult to make a connection between the buying decisions of the commissioner and the outcomes and experiences of the patient. Now, in theory, particularly if you look at the hyperbole around commissioning from the Department of Health, you could get the impression that commissioners are powerful people. Part of the rationale of having commissioners is that they are wresting power away from the providers, or hospitals, as they used to be known, and seizing that power on behalf of the patient. So the commissioners are out there on our behalf, representing our interests, looking for the best services, looking for the best pathway, the route through the health system for us, and ensuring that the quality and safety is there. And if the service isn't good enough, they can withdraw the contract, they can send it to the work to the private sector, to another part of the NHS, they could commission it from other GPs. Plenty of options there. In reality, that's not the way it works. Most of the time, most commissioners will have to work with the existing provider. There is actually not that much of a market for healthcare. Despite these various care stories about competition and the end of the NHS, as we know, it's all been privatised. Private sector has been really involved in health service for about 20 years. It accounts for about 5% of NHS spending. So if it quadrupled between now and the next election, it would still be 80% in the NHS. So there is not a huge private healthcare market out there, although it's still an issue, and I'll come back to that briefly. So commissioning is not really about wielding contracts, about confrontation, about tendering exercises. It is actually about relationships. It's about from the GP point of view, it's about relationships with their own GP membership, clinical commissioning groups, local practices are members of that commissioning group. And the idea in a well-working system is that the GP will have the patients coming through the surgery. They will look at the health needs of those individual patients, get a better understanding of their needs, the wider